It's time for another Cardinals podcast. And afterwards, head on over to stlsportspage.com for Rob Raines game reports. This edition of the podcast features Cardinals post-game interviews. Now here's Cardinals manager, Mike Shildt.
This is the NH. How often do you find a team that
gets
out of homer
for it and
just wins the game?
Yeah, you know, the saying, the solo homers won't beat you, rang true today. Doesn't always, but it rang true today. It actually speaks to our ability to score and compete and win in different ways, what it speaks to.
Great game, you spoke about execution with Dakota. Mm-hmm. What was it that he executed so much better today?
Definitely controlled counts more. Had really nice tempo to what he was doing. Both sides of the plate, he had the ball down a little more. A little more life on the sinker. Thought the slider was sharp. Made a few to the righties that got up a little bit, but a really good pitch to the lefties. I just thought he was in control for the most part the whole time.
Have you seen sort of a learning curve in action with him start to start
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of the experience process, right? And the reality is we're all evolving. So, every guy goes out there's gaining experience. But to your point, Derek, there's a couple of different steps that go as you move forward to get deeper in game. And, but he's a really smart young man, and he competes really well, and he's got all the weapons. And I really like the way he went about his competition today. It was really, I liked his body language. I liked the fact he was in attack mode. He's a talented young man. Yeah, I think so. I mean, listen, nobody on, you obviously want to control counts and get after it. And, I didn't see him, but, it looks like some guys put some pretty good, some swings on some pitches. But for the most part, a lot more quality pitches.
Mike, we talk a lot about the rotation, shortcomings, whatever, but it seems like while the offense has been pretty robust most nights, but it seems like your offense has given you a chance to win almost every game.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good offense. It's a great point. Our starting pitcher's given us a chance the last few days. A little bit of assist to Miles still from yesterday's game, going 8. That allows us to, be more aggressive with our bullpen today. So that's a benefit of starters going deeper. But your question about the offense, Syndergaard made some really tough pitches, first inning, and didn't get sideways about it, kept the approach, had a great approach, guys were really locked in, stayed to the middle of the field, a couple big two-out hits, Goldie's, Ozuna's, Dex with a big double, Colton had a great at-bat, going the other way, so it was just good. It's a long, long lineup that can stretch out, so there's really no breather in there, and the guys are locked in and doing their part to take a good at-bat and let the next guy do their job. Yeah, it was great. He good secondary and read it and was off on the crack of the bat, knowing where the outfield was playing and didn't hesitate. He was able to get to third base, and then Yachty's able to get the ground ball, bring him in. And I thought Martinez did a nice job on Colton's ball, too. Really good lead, really good secondary on time, good jump, and was able to score on that line drive that Colton hit to left. So base running was solid.
Did you like the
No, I mean, like I say, you feel more confident when a guy gets on time and he gets the right jump and he makes a good decision initially. It usually works out. Yeah, I'm glad you followed that up, Derek, because we have a really talented offense with a lot of different skill sets. And when we think about our offense, we incorporate our base running too, which we just got through talking about being positive. People talk about your offense, they think about the hitting, which clearly that's a big part of it. But understanding how to create situations and then understanding how to be ready for situations on the bases with the bat. And this group is very intentional because every situation is a situation. And this group is really, really good. Yachty's been good at it for a very long time, understanding what's going on in the game, where the game is, what the score is, and where the situation is, what the pitcher's trying to do, and what the defense is, how the defense is set up, and what we need to do. Now we have, you know, we have a group of intelligent hitters that have a good approach to understand what that looks like. We have guys that are willing to take their walk. You see Ozuna doing that. I'm not trying to feel like they got to force it. You know, obviously the guys at the top will do that. You got guys staying through the middle of the field, not trying to do too much. You got guys that, you know, are understanding just how to play the game across the board. And when you have eight guys doing that, and you got guys on the bench that are capable of doing that well, you could strike on a lot of different ways. And that's the design of how this team's been put together. It's also a credit to the players for understanding how to do it and put their preparation in and dedication into to looking at every different way we can compete.
We've been watching here, John Hammond.
It worked out today based on where we were and how we liked the matchups, but there's no question John's throwing the ball, done a nice job. Bullpen was good. You know, just put them in the right spots, you know, for they can give the best chance. You know, Brebs did a nice job. Miller came in and got through his work and, you know, made some really good pitches and, you know, Conforto, you know, I don't know what happened on that one, but, you know, put a swing on him. But, and then John Gant, you know, gets that last out of the eighth with a really nice play by Lane Thomas, I believe on Rosario. And, you know, or seventh rather, and then goes back out and gets the eighth.
Can you elaborate on why you think Brevity has been so stellar for you guys this season? How well he's pitched?
John throws strikes. He has two pitches he throws for quality strikes. He's actually working in a changeup a little bit now, so he's now got a third pitch. He doesn't make any situation bigger than it is. He does a really good job of preparing every game and knowing how he's going to attack hitters. So you got a nice combination. You got a game plan. You got the ability to execute, and you got multiple weapons to do it with.
Sure, what they explain about the hitter.
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean, ideally, you know, it's hope he's okay. He's a good player, but you know. Took a check swing, he went, the ball clearly hit him, at that point it's dead, so it's a strike. It's pretty cut and dry, really. Yeah, you know, Hosey's been in that role before. He's a gracious teammate because he's valuable because he's willing to do any role and do it well. But, you know, he's had an opportunity to get there, get consistent at bats with Harrison being down. And, you know, he's a good professional hitter, and he does what he does. He takes good at bats based on situation, and he's always ready to compete. He's a good teammate, good player. Some good defense today, too. Yeah, Lane Thomas. I think Colton made a couple nice plays. Zoom on Conforto.
Good.
What's that? Oh, really? Okay. Pretty good.
Dakota, Mike Schultz said today that you were controlling the pitch count a little bit better, controlling the pitches better, throwing quality pitches. Do you feel that that was a strong area of improvement today for your last outing?
Yeah, I felt more in command of what I was doing out there. I felt like my misses were a lot smaller. Some timing stuff I worked on with Matt Maddox in my bullpen last time between this start and my last, so I felt good with it, and I felt like that's something I can build on.
Your last outing, you said you didn't quite feel like yourself out there.
Yeah.
Do you feel a little bit more better about things today?
Yeah, I mean, hung a couple pitches, you know, things happen. Still trying to keep the ball on the ground, so still not there, but I feel like my process is good, and I feel like I'm heading the right direction.
As far as the home runs that you gave up today, two of the three were against left-handed batters. Of course, teams are going to load up the box against lefties against you, but do you feel you've improved besides those home runs that you gave up?
Yeah, I felt like up until that point, you know, the swings weren't as comfortable as they had been. I got in on some guys a little bit better. Just my process was a little bit better and was able to vary some speeds.
Is any part of this learning curve for you? Big league starter for the first time every time out. Do you think you're kind of, I mean, obviously you're still learning. That each start, do you feel like you're learning a little more about being a big leaguer?
Yeah, you know, there's time in between your starts where you can, you know, think about every little thing you did. And I have plenty of good starters that are on our team that have done it. But I don't know if you watched during the game. I'm picking Yachty's brain as I'm walking off the field trying to figure it out. So he's helped me learn as I go, and that's a big, big key. And I feel like that's going to keep me going forward.
Do solo home runs bother a pitcher that much? I know you want the ball in the ballpark, but a solo home run, can you kind of live with that?
I mean, guys are going to get good swings off eventually, but if you can, you know, attack the zone, it just shows that I was attacking today, I felt like, and limiting damage whenever guys were on base. So solo home runs, they didn't beat us. So just kind of reining that in.
You mentioned the learning curve. Just what type of accomplishment is it to actually get that first win as a starting pitcher?
It's big, you know. Getting my confidence going a little bit, getting everything kind of together. But now I can say, hey, you know, I'm a starter. I've gotten a win as a starter and kind of got my feet under me a little bit. But it says a lot about our team.
You guys find different ways to get runs. They had the four homers. You guys outscored them. Just talk about the offense right now, what you guys were able to do night in and night out.
I think the good at-bats we're taking out there, they actually carry our lineup. And just sticking with a plan and knowing what he's going to do in the situations for all nine innings. I mean, not even the starters, the relievers too, you know. Just have an idea what we're going to do out there and just execute and just believe in what we can do out there and just trying to just make stuff happen.
The game, you see a lot of teams now are home run dependent. You guys are looking to go from first to third to advance a run. Like the little things add up. Is that something you guys have stressed?
Yeah, we don't have so much of a faster guys on the lineup, but we got a lot of smart base runners. So I think like today, Marcel with a great read and another couple plays, I think that makes a difference, you know. And we talk about this in spring training, just trying to be better and everything, and not even just in these scoring runs. You just go out there and play defense, be a good base runner, and just trying to make something happen, not trying to be too hard out there at the plate.
Paul also mentioned that talked about it at spring training, doing the little things well, and that you guys have definitely made an example of that the last two games particularly.
I think everybody said that that's the Cardinal way, right? I think if we play like this, most of the time, a lot of good stuff is going to happen to this team this year. And I'm very excited because we actually unite and we actually getting together day by day, and everything is clicking right now, so it's going to be good.
You ready to see Milwaukee again? Are you guys sick of each other at this point? They're here for the next three. Do you guys care at all?
Nah, I mean, you know, now they play in an outhouse, so it's going to be a little different, and we're for sure going to have a great series.
Is it nice you don't have to do a lot of homework, right? You know them pretty well at this point.
Yeah, I think we're just trying to go out there and beat them. That's the idea, and then do whatever we can just to find a way to play good baseball and just try to do the same. We're trying to do too much, like I said. We know we can actually make stuff happen out there, and they got a good team, and we have a good team too. So out there is the time to decide, and tomorrow is going to be the time.
This ball club right now, there's a lot of things I'm liking about what this team's doing. I know you're not on the offensive side of things, but you got to be excited about what this team may do offensively and what it's going to mean for you guys as a pitching staff to have some runs to work with.
Yeah, I mean, we have a great offense. I think, you know, at different times, different parts of the team, we're going to lean on one or the other. But, you know, for the most part, we have a great offense and, you know, excited to see these guys, you know, swing about the way they are.
What do you think of your outing today as far as, you know, it didn't look like the command was there that it can't be there. We're generally just overall, what did you see? What did you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I need to have much better command than I did today. Obviously, you know, I can be better, and I need to be better, and I'm working on it. You know, there was some good in there, but, you know, ultimately, I've got to go out there and put up zeros.
From a pitcher perspective, what do you guys see when you see a Jordan Hicks out there? We know the velocity, but how much of that can be worked on? How much of that is God-given? Because you can do a lot when you throw as hard as he does, and you can command it.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a little bit of both. Obviously, you know, he has an ability that, you know, hardly anybody in this world has, but at the same time, it's not something you take for granted. He's put in a lot of work to get where he is, and it's a lot of fun to watch. I think as pitchers, we all, you know, kind of lock in when he's strong because it's just so impressive.
Winning series, we hear a lot about it in the sport. Is it a big deal? You lose a game and start the series, you win the next two. Is it as big a deal to you guys as it is to us in the media that you win series?
I mean, I think so. I think that's the way we kind of look at each, you know, three or four game set. And, you know, you win your series, you're going to be in good shape at the end of the year.